Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is Mr. Gadgets with Seventh Heaven number 3. Switch back to a different microphone system. I did hear from one listener, so I do know at least one person, woohoo, listens to these things. Thank you, Mark, for the feedback. The microphone, the little Mikey microphone, is obviously going to be something that I'll use for different kinds of things, but not going to be audible for in the car. It will be too good of a microphone, pick up too much road noise, and I was running it in a mode where it was negative 20 dB, and even my projection can't manage to sound normal with negative 20 dB projection, go figure. So, switch back to a little bit different, not exactly the same headset, but a headset that has gotten me good reviews in the past for how good it sounds. And, you know, it's something I'm on a constant struggle for. Now that I have the Mikey that's digital, of course, they changed the connector on the new iPhone, and it wouldn't be compatible with that one. Or at least I'm not sure whether it's going to be compatible even with the adapter. So, poor guys over there at Blue Microphone, you know, they're trying as hard as they can to keep up, but it's just not working out so well for them in that particular regard. I went on a trip. I've only done 3 business trips this year, and 2 of them have been in the last 2 weeks. And I must admit that I've also upgraded the operating system on the phone and lost a couple of audio boos that I had recorded. So I'm trying to gather my thoughts again for some of my comments about the Toronto trip. I was up there for a large customer that you would recognize the name. They happen to do business with one name down here in the States, and a more recognizable different name up there in Canada. And but the people that I was working with were actually part of the company you would recognize here in the States, and had a very nice data discussion with them about how our reports data works in our system. They seem to be quite happy. And this is one of multiple trips that I have taken to the kind of downtown Toronto area. It's fascinating for me to travel to Canada because of the similarities with the United States, a kind of general North American commercial ventures, you know, lots of stores that I'm familiar with, and then right next to them, stores that I haven't ever heard of before, and also then there's certain aspects of how things look up there, housing-wise, and all kinds of things that kind of remind me of the UK, which I've traveled to many times. So it's a nice amalgam, you know, not quite the U.S., but similar enough to be very familiar and all that type of thing. And in fact, the Toronto accent is a very neutral accent and very understandable by all people in North America who speak English. In fact, that's why some of the news broadcasters that we have on American television actually are Canadians. And you can never hardly tell, eh? Except when they say a boat. Central, you know, business district of Toronto. I was a little farther north in a financial district where most of my trips have taken me, but it was good to see a new, different place. It gives me a chance to use public transportation. I used both the streetcar system that they have in Toronto as well as the subway system that they have to get around. The International Film Festival was there in Toronto that week, so hotel rooms were kind of scarce. I had to really kind of do some, looking around to find a hotel room, and it was more expensive for the customer to have me that week than it would have the week before or the week after. But I got about 3 blocks away from the customer, and that means 2 Tim Hortons away. Tim Hortons is kind of like Dunkin' Donuts is in the Northeast, up there in Canada. They're all over the place. And it's really not about the donuts, it's about the coffee. And just as it is with Dunkin' Donuts, if you ask anybody who lives where Dunkin' Donuts reside. And so I tried to support the Tim Hortons culture and only do Tim Hortons coffee and try to avoid Starbucks inundating themselves into the Canadian culture of Tim Hortons. And saw some interesting things, ate some food and some interesting new restaurants, and had a really good trip. Really good trip overall. Nice and smooth, and I'll probably talk about it again maybe in one more post about a couple of other things. So that's about all for now here in this episode number 3, the first part of the Toronto trip. Bye now.